For this story, I should like to invite you to the theatre. Not to occupy a seat in the stalls, nor the royal circle, nor even the upper circle, nor the gallery, but to visit backstage. This is an area of great bustle and activity, of noise and excitement, of unlimited hard work, and a certain very limited amount of glamour during the show, as I'm sure you realize. But our visit is to be after the performance, when the curtain has fallen, when the actors and the stage staff have left, when the theatre is dark, and backstage is a very different place.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
And, can I help you?
My name's Paul Gillies. Miss Chandler asked me to meet her here.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, no. Miss Chandler left word you'd be round. She's waiting in her dressing room. I'll take you down. I'm Harry, by the way. Theatre fireman.
Well, hello, Harry. Pleased to meet you.
You too, sir. Oh, just a tick. Security. Oh, no, you wouldn't believe the people who'd be through this stage door if I didn't look up. Can't trust anyone these days. Oh, come along then, sir. Have you been here before?
Yes, I've connected Miss Chandler a few times.
Hey, mind the stairs, they're a bit steep. Known as the John Buckins.
Really?
Oh, 39 of them, aren't they? Yeah. 39 steps.
Oh, I see.
Now, one of the actors, he came right crop my ear a few days ago. No? He broke a shoelace in his quick change, yeah? Dresser said, hang on, I'll get a new one. He said, no time, right? Dash downstairs, new shoe, caught his heel, crash, bang, wallet, and off for the rest of the week.
Good Lord.
Now, Miss Chandler's room's over on the prompt side. Well, no, you know that, of course.
Yes, yeah? I do.
Cross the stage as quick as you see. After you.
Thank you.
Now, I'll put a working light on. The rest of the cast have all gone. Well, you know, nobody hangs around much, not on a Saturday. Off like the proverbials. Couple at the pub, perhaps, you know.
Yes, of course.
Right, there. Yeah, that's better. Let there be light, eh? You've seen it, have you? Yeah? Yeah, the show.
Oh, yes, a couple of times.
Yeah. Is that how you met Miss Chandler, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, not at all. Yes, I came with a friend. He knew one of the fellows in the cast, and we met him afterwards at the stage door. Well, Laura was on her way out, and he introduced us all. We went over the road for a drink, and...
yeah, she's a lovely artiste, Laura. Yeah. Sorry, Miss Chandler.
Yes.
She's lovely.
Yes.
Oh, well, this way, huh?
Come on. Oh, yes.
Here we are. You are now on the stage.
Well, well, so I am. Well, it's much smaller than I thought it would be, seeing it from out there.
The magic of the footlights, Mr. Gower.
Gillies.
I was quoting.
Sorry.
Hey, you hang on here, sir. I shan't be a ticker. Right. I'll just make sure that she's ready. Right, Miss Chandler, your friend's arrived.
So?
Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing. Go, music. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our theatre. We would like to point out that, for reasons of copyright, the use of recording equipment in the auditorium is strictly forbidden.
Hello? Harry? Are you there?
Also forbidden is any sexual activity whatsoever.
What?
Anywhere in the theatre. Anyone offending will be dealt with in the appropriate manner. Thank you.
Harry!
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Who's out there? I said, who's out there?
Laura. Darling.
Yes, Paul.
That was about 2 weeks ago.
What?
In Laura's dressing room, but I'm sure you remember, don't you, Paul?
Who's that?
Martin Lindsay. He's a sound engineer.
I want you. Want you.
All in good time, lover.
Oh.
Wait. No, wait. I'll tell you when.
What? Promise.
Promise. But first, turn the key in the lock, darling. That's better.
Hey, is this for real? Do you really recall this?
You must have done, but how?
We don't need all these lights, do we? Oh, yes. Much better. Now, come here. Oh. That's what I like about this dressing room. No windows.
I can't see a thing.
You can still hear, can't you? I'll whistle, and you come to me.
Where is he?
It's a sound control desk. Back of the stalls, must be.
That's better. Simple when you know how.
Yes.
Yes. No. Back off. No hurry.
Oh, God.
Just give me your hand. There. That's it.
Oh, God.
Gently. Now. Where are you? Oh, yes, darling.
Oh.
Now.
Good evening, Paul. May I introduce myself?
But how does he know me?
Well, you've been around there, haven't you? And maybe Laura told him about you.
Yes, but I don't see why she should have done.
Not introduce myself in person, of course, but vocally, which is rather apt. I am the sound engineer at this theatre, and my Christian name is Martin. I hope you don't mind me calling you by your Christian name, Paul, but I do feel I know you. Quite well, since your liaison with our lovely Laura, that is. I say ours, although I must confess I had always looked upon her as mine before you arrived on the scene. And listen to this. It was in her dressing room last January. I was there with her after the show.
Martin, darling, I want you. Want you.
All in good time. We're not going anywhere.
Promise.
There you are. Promise.
What is all this?
Martin! Are you there?
Do we really need all these lights if we're not going anywhere?
It's your dressing room, sweetheart.
God.
That's better. Come here, please. Give me your hand. There. That's it. Gently. Oh, I've missed you.
He's in the theatre somewhere, he must be. Martin! Where are you? He's a bloody maniac.
Where's Laura? She must have heard all that, surely.
Of course she must have. It's going out all over the theatre.
Oh, God, this is insane.
So, you see, Paul, I was there first. Before you, that is. And I certainly don't intend to lose Laura. Not to you, not to anyone. If it comes to a choice between the two of us, then someone will have to go. And it is not going to be me, so get out, Paul, before I take you out.
He's out of his mind.
Come on, we've got to find Miss Chandler before he does.
Well, where is she?
It's her dressing room, it's number 7. It's past the green room, end of the corridor. Miss Chandler, are you there? Nobody.
I thought you said she was waiting for me.
Oh, so she was. And she hasn't left the theatre as far as I know. Not by the stage door anywhere. I've been on duty there since the end of the show.
What are we going to do now?
We'll go back to the stage door and call the police. He's a nutter, that Martin. There's no telling what he might get up to. And I don't want to be alone around here when he does. I think we deserve the strong arm of the law around us. Thank you very much.
But what about Laura?
We'll put a call over the tannoy. If she's anywhere in the theatre, she'll hear it.
Right.
Well, if that doesn't work, we'll call a flat, yeah? See if she's gone back there, and then do a proper search around when the police arrive.
So, that's it then. No sign of your Miss Chandler?
Oh, Sergeant, I'd say she must have left straight after the show and I missed her with everyone else going out at the same time.
But why did she leave the message for me to meet her here?
Well, search me.
Why don't you try her telephone number again?
Yeah, OK.
So, no sign of your Mr. Lindsay either, then?
Oh, what, Martin? No. Mm. I reckon he must have been in the theatre all the time. At the sound desk, eh? Back of the stalls. He's got all the controls back there.
Yes, I know. I've seen the show.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's ringing. Ah, Miss Chandler.
Oh, thank God. Let me speak to her.
No, sorry. It's not her. It's the answer phone.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, Miss Chandler. Bow Street Police here. Not to alarm you, but there's been some concern about your whereabouts. Would you call the station as soon as you get this message? It's 071-379-1212. Thank you. My thanks.
That's all right.
What else can we do?
As soon as I get back to the station, I'll put out a hospital call, sir, just in case there's been a road accident.
Right.
And, of course, if she hasn't rung us, well, we'll send an officer round to her home. Now, I think we'd better go and take a look at that sound equipment.
Well, Sergeant, here it is.
Talk about the marvels of modern technology. Is it switched on?
No. Lights up like the Blackpool Illuminations when it is.
Do you know how to switch it on, then?
Oh, afraid not. There's a switch here. It says start, but I'd rather not fiddle about with it, if you don't mind. Computerised. Muck about with that. Everything goes bananas, as been known.
I'll just have to take a chance, then. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, certainly. Sorry.
Now then, see what happens.
I love you.
What?
I love you.
What's that, then?
I love you.
What is that?
I love you.
Is that what you heard earlier, then?
No, nothing like it.
And both of you heard these other recordings or whatever they were?
Yes, we certainly did. That man Martin is sick.
I dare say. Well, I'll get back and put a report in, then they'll probably send someone round to his place to pick up your Mr. Martin Lindsay.
Right, might as well get back to the stage door, then, if you've finished here. I'll just turn this off.
Well, the police will be in touch with you at home, Mr. Gillis. Probably arrange for you to give us a statement sometime tomorrow.
Right, Sergeant.
All right, all switched off.
Yeah, I was just saying to Mr. Gillis, we'll want statements tomorrow. You'll be here, will you?
No. Well, I'm on duty until tomorrow morning. Then the stage door keeper takes over. He's on right through Sunday.
Right, well, I'll be off then. If you could show me back to the stage door. Thank you. Good night then, Mr. Gillis.
Good night.
Good night, Sergeant.
Good night. Say hello to Harry for me when you see him.
Sure, yeah. Fine. Nice chap.
Yes.
Can I do you a brew-up before you go?
No, thanks. But I would like to try Miss Chandler's home phone number again.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Are you sure you won't have a cuppa?
No.
I thought you'd need one after this.
Excuse me, didn't that sergeant ask you to say hello to... Look, Alan, I'm sorry, but I thought you said your name.
No, she's not there. And her answer phone's still on. Do you want to leave a message?
Didn't you hear me? I thought you said your name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our theatre. All except you, Mr. Gillis.
Martin's still here. He's still in the theatre.
Are you hang on here, huh? I'll be back in a tick.
Just a minute.
Yeah? What is it?
I thought you said your name was Harry.
Oh, no, Paul. I'm not Harry. Harry is dead. My name's Martin.
Keys. Where are the keys? Yes?
Is there somebody out there? Is there somebody there?
What?
I'm in my dressing room. Dressing room number 7.
Oh, thank God.
Martin's around the theatre somewhere. And I'm afraid. I've locked the door, but I'm afraid.
It's all right, Laura.
Come and help me, please.
Of course.
Oh, no. He's there at the door. Help me, please. Please.
Laura? It's all right, Laura. It's all right.
stairs down to the stage. Light. There must be a light somewhere. Yes. Damn. Never mind. I'm 10. 20. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. John Lovebucken. Now, where's the... 40? 41? 42? 43? Where am I?
While in the below stage area, for your own safety, keep clear of the revolve mechanism.
Shut up! Shut up!
Don't run. Rule one, never run in a theatre. It could be dangerous. Don't you ever listen.
Fire exit. Open, Samuel! In case of emergency, break glass.
The glass is falling out by hour. The glass will fall forever.
Come on! Break! Open, Samuel! Come on! Why don't you open?
But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather.
Laura! Dressing room 5, 6. Green room. Dressing room 7. Laura, where's the light? Oh, my God. Yes.
Hello, Paul. I'm sure you thought just for a moment that was Laura's body. Didn't you? Well, surely you know it better than that. You do, don't you? Look again. Look again. It's not even a woman. It's just Harry. Sorry about that. But he had to go. It's quite painless, I think. Lots of blood there. It's a pity, I know, but I had no choice. They'd been lovers, you see. Oh, Laura must have told you that, huh? And you being so close. But it wasn't revenge, Paul. Only justice. Listen to this.
Hello, Laura.
Come in, Harry boy. Turn the key. Or have you got to go off on those dreary rounds of yours?
Not yet. I've got time, if you have.
Oh, I've always got time, Harry. Always got time for you. Remember... Now, come here.
Let me out! Let me out!
Easy, Paul. Easy. You must remember that all this is taking place in a theatre. Never trust theatres, temples of deceit.
I love you, Paul.
Deceit.
I love you, Harry.
Deceit.
I love you, Martin.
Shut up. Sorry, nasty emotion, jealousy. But I did love her. I really loved her. But she seemed to prefer Other people? Oh, a lot of other people. Anyone? Anyone but me. I remember it so well.
Martin, will you let me out of this room?
I love you, Laura.
Can't you understand what I'm saying? Let me out.
But I love you.
Martin, I don't love you.
I don't expect you to. No. I just want you to let me go on loving you. That ordinary, you let everyone else, Harry on the stage door, that electrician, the security guard.
Let me out, Martin.
And there used to be me. But not anymore. Why not? Is it, Paul, Laura? Paul.
You're mad. I hate you. I never want you near me again. Now let me out.
I am not going to let you go, Laura. I love you far too much to let Paul have you. Or anyone else. Anyone else. Ever again.
Martin!
You won't feel anything. Only the knife. Like Harry. And you won't be anyone else's. Ever again. Just mine, Laura. Just mine. Oh, Paul. Paul, don't. Whatever you do, look behind that curtain, will you? I had to put Laura somewhere. I didn't want her lying anywhere near Harry. It's not revenge. Only justice. You don't want to look at Harry any longer. Do you? No. I'll put the lights out. There. Blackness. Much more peaceful.
When a door closes in a darkened room, can you ever be sure, really sure, whether it was someone going out or someone coming in? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Due to the indisposition of Miss Laura Chandler at this evening's performance, the part of Melanie will be played by... Yes, but there'll never be anyone else quite like Laura, will there? Yes. You do still love her, don't you, Paul? Oh, I should hate to have done all this for nothing. Laura. Oh, Laura. Laura. He's waiting for you. There. Laura. There. Come on, hold out your arms, Paul. Paul, as you always did. She's yours, Paul. And you are hers. For the rest of your life. It's only justice. Oh, my God. Hello, Sergeant. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd better give you a bell and let you know Miss Chandler turned up. Well, about half an hour ago, you know, soon after you left. Oh, well, there'd been some sort of misunderstanding. I don't know exactly what, but she and Mr. Gillis said I'd let you know. Yeah, yeah, I hand over to Harry in the morning. Yeah, well, nothing going on in the theatre tomorrow. He'll have a nice quiet day of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we're all back again on Monday, flogging ourselves to death.
But when Martin and the rest of the staff arrived on that Monday morning, the stage door was locked and bolted, and everywhere was as quiet as the grave. The front of house manager was summoned. Through the empty theatre he came, took the keys from the stage doorman's deserted little office, and let them in. Then the police were called.
Let's take a look at Miss Chandler's room. You say the keys hadn't been returned to the stage door Saturday night?
Yes, that's right. Well, with all the chaos, she probably went off with them in her pocket. I've got Harry's pass keys that were his, goodness alone knows. So it's not like him not to turn
shh,
up.
Shh, shh. Listen. Someone in there.
So there is. Hello? Hello? Hang on. God, no. There's a key in the lock, you know, on the inside.
Now, let me. Open this door, will you? Oh, well.
Oh, darling, hold me gently.
Dear God.
Hold me gently. I love you. I love you.
The poor man was quite mad. The story of Laura Chandler's numerous relationships and Paul's jealousy came to light following these events, and his having been found alone in a room locked on the inside with the two bodies in question laid him open to a double charge of murder. Although it should be noted that the key Martin recovered from the inside of the dressing-room door was found by him whilst the sergeant's attention was understandably distracted by what he had discovered. But in the event, the judge pronounced Paul unfit to plead, and he was detained at Her Majesty's pleasure. From time to time, he still repeats those affectionate phrases which he seemed to have learnt by rote, but only when anything to do with the theatre is mentioned. Strange places, theatres. Nothing within their walls is ever quite what it seems. Temples of deceit, indeed. The cast was as follows. Harry Travers, Mick Ford, Paul, Keith Drinkle, Laura, Cyril Jenkins, Sergeant, Jonathan Adams. Hearing is Believing was written by Aubrey Woods and directed by Jerry Jones. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black. In my final story next week, a story that defies logic, you will find that hearing is very far from believing.